In Egypt, voters went to the polls today to pick a new president to replace Hosni Mubarak, who was ousted in a revolution last year. Voters are casting ballots just a few days after that nation's highest court issued a ruling that dissolved Egypt's first freely elected parliament, which was dominated by Islamists. The latest election is a runoff between an Islamist engineer and Mubarak's last prime minister, the two top vote-getters in the first round of presidential polls held last month. But as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Cairo, the contest is deeply dividing the country.
Turnout appeared low in many Cairo neighborhoods on the first day of the runoff. Voters are choosing between Muslim Brotherhood leader Mohamed Morsi and former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafik, who, like Mubarak, served in the Egyptian Air Force. Fewer young Egyptians appear to be taking part than during the first round. Some voters in the capital's upscale enclave of Zamalek say their ballot was less about the candidate they chose and more about making sure the other guy didn't win. The poll doesn't reflect the desire for democracy and a better life, which drove the January 25th revolution that ousted Mubarak, adds banker Iman Ismail.
None of them are fulfilling any of the requirements that we had. I mean, why did we go out on the 25th in the first place?
Others complained the election wasn't about what's best for Egyptians, but about the decades-old battle for power between Islamists and the military. In the Coptic Christian neighborhood known as Garbage City, which is famous for its trash collectors and recycling, voters lined up to cast their ballots for Shafik. Barakat Mossad explained his preference for Shafik is that Morsi is an Islamist and that religion and politics don't mix. Voters who stood in line with him agreed. The divide was also evident north of Cairo in the governorate of Sharqiya, where Morsi and Shafik were born. 70-year-old farmer Muhammad Ali says he voted for Shafik because he believes he will keep the rich from taking his land and give him fertilizer to grow more crops. But in nearby Zagazig, where Morsi was born, 40-year-old Asma Abdulrahman argues it's the Brotherhood candidate who offers Egyptians the chance at a better life. She calls Shafik a tyrant who will bring back the old regime. The candidates, meanwhile, were more or less silent as Egyptian law forbids them from saying anything that could be perceived as campaigning. As Morsi waited to cast his ballot in his hometown, he engaged in pleasantries with an older voter also standing in line. It was a far cry from his angry televised address earlier this week after the High Constitutional Court dissolved Egypt's first freely elected parliament. That body was dominated by Morsi's movement and other Islamists. The ruling generals have since taken over legislative powers and are expected to play a key role in drafting a new constitution. Analysts predict the generals will significantly weaken the power of the president if Morsi wins. Some Egyptian youth groups say they are so disillusioned by both candidates that they organized boycotts of the runoff. Nevertheless, state-run media claimed turnout was high and that polling centers across Egypt stayed open an extra hour to accommodate people. Republican Congressman David Dreyer of California, who has monitored previous elections here, says he visited 25 busy polling stations today.
Now, this is the first time in 7,000 years this weekend, the people of the country will be choosing a president. They're doing it, admittedly, without a constitution, without a parliament, but this is an important step along the long road towards democracy.
The runoff ends tomorrow, with official results expected next week. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.